Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 4, the verses 1 to 4. Jeremiah 4, 1 to 4. If you, Israel, will return, then return to me, declares the Lord. If you put your detestable idols out of my sight and no longer go astray, and if in a truthful, just and righteous way you swear, as surely as the Lord lives, then the nations will invoke blessings by him, and in him they will boast. This is what the Lord says to the people of Judah and to Jerusalem. Break up your unplowed ground and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, circumcise your hearts, you people of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, or my wrath will flare up and burn like fire because of the evil you have done, burn with no one to quench it. My theme for reflection is returning to the source of true strength. Returning to the source of true strength. In the midst of life's tumultuous journey, we often find ourselves adrift, seeking solace and answers in the myriad distractions and false promises that dot our path. Jeremiah 4, 1-4 reveals that genuine strength and fulfillment can only be found when we return to our spiritual roots, embracing the divine connection we have forsaken in pursuit of ephemeral solutions. The narrative of our lives is punctuated by moments of desperation and longing, times when the weight of our trials seem unbearable. We reach out, sometimes in vain, for a lifeline, grasping at shadows that promise relief but deliver emptiness. It is a pilgrimage, not just through the physical landscapes of our existence, but through the inner sanctums of our souls, where we confront our deepest fears, desires, and questions. My dear friends, we have all been there, standing at the crossroads of decision and doubt, where the problems of the world loom large and insurmountable. Our prayers rise like incense, a fragrant plea for intervention in the face of persistent sickness, the aching void of childlessness, the gnawing pangs of unemployment, or the tangled web of strained relationships. These challenges, relentless in their assault, often push us toward alternative sources of salvation. Idols of modern making, be they people, ideologies, or the hollow comfort of materialism. Yet these are but mirages in the desert, offering temporary respite but ultimately leading us further from the oasis of true peace. Jeremiah's call to the Israelites echoes through the ages to us. A divine invitation to cast aside the false gods we have erected and to return to the embrace of the one who promises not just resolution, but transformation. The metaphor of breaking up on plowed ground and refraining from sowing among thorns speaks to the heart of our journey back to God. It is a call to introspection and change, to cultivate the fallow fields of our hearts, removing the weeds of distraction and disillusionment that choke our faith and hinder our growth. To return to God is to rediscover the wellspring of our strength, to anchor our lives in the unshakable truth of His love and promises. It is an acknowledgement that beyond the temporal fixes and fleeting satisfactions lies a depth of joy and peace that can only be found in the divine. There are two questions for reflection. One, reflect on the idols or distractions that you have allowed to take root in your life. How have they impacted your spiritual journey and your relationship with God? Number two, consider the areas of your life that feel like unplowed ground. What steps can you take to break up this ground and make it fertile for God's work in you? Heavenly Father, in the quiet sanctuaries of our hearts, we acknowledge our wanderings and our misplaced dependencies. We confess the times we have sought solace in the shadows rather than in your light. Draw us back to you, O Lord, that we may find in your presence the strength, peace and fulfillment our souls so desperately seek. Help us to break up the fallow ground of our hearts, to uproot the thorns of distraction and despair, and to sow seeds of faith, hope and love in their place. May we find our boast not in the fleeting idols of this world, but in you, our rock and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.